I'm Mike Breen, Public Awareness Officer for the American Mathematical Society, and I'm talking with Ingrid Dobschy, who is giving the MAA AMS SIAM Gerald and Judith Porter Public Lecture. The title of the lecture is Mathematics for Art Investigation, and that'll be at the upcoming joint mathematics meetings on Saturday afternoon from 3 to 4 in the Atrium Ballroom in the Marriott. That's where all the invited addresses will take place. And so we'll start out talking about her lecture. Ingrid, could you give us a little bit of an idea of what you're going to talk about?
Sure. I will give an overview of a number of different projects I've been involved with in the past, 8 years, 9 years, in which I use image processing tools and approaches and machine learning in order to analyze images that are typically high-resolution scans of paintings and try to develop insights and do processing that will help art historians and art conservators in their jobs.
You wrote an article in Quanta about using mathematics to restore the St. John altarpiece. Is that part of what you're talking about?
Yes, I will definitely talk about that as part of the lecture, but I will also talk about other projects in which I've been involved, like analysis of a detail, the very famous altarpiece by Jan van Eyck in Ghent, and also work on some paintings by Van Gogh and other topics.
Many people think that math and art are about as far apart as subjects could be, but they're actually connections and similarities, right?
Well, yes, and there are actually many ways in which art and math are connected. I mean, some artists are really inspired by mathematics, and some mathematicians feel that their appreciation of math is like the appreciation of the beauty of art. There's also some artists, so as I said, are inspired by math, but some other artists use math in order to build their artwork. So there are many different ways, and so in my case, I use mathematical tools to study art, but I like to work in collaboration with the art historians and art conservators and answer questions that they might otherwise not be able to answer.
Now, also in that Quanta article that you wrote, you talk that the work that you've done could lead to developing some new mathematics.
Well, I always think that when you start looking at new applications and you really listen to the people who have the problems, if you don't approach it as we already have solutions to everything and so let me reach to my shelf in order to solve your problem, if you really listen, then you typically have to develop some new stuff for the questions that are the most interesting questions. And then that leads to more questions. And serendipity always plays a role in all that. And heaven knows where it will lead ultimately. Already the machine learning questions they've come up with are very different from the traditional machine learning related to image analysis that you would encounter. And so, which is great for me because it does mean that these are research questions on which my students can work and get papers published as well.
And so, Ingrid, is this suitable for the general public? This is a public lecture. Will just mathematicians be able to understand what you're talking about?
No, in fact, I will have very few formulas, if any. I try to explain with my hands and with lots of pictures what is going on. Absolutely, I will give this as a public lecture, and I hope that many people who are not mathematicians will come to it as well. And I do hope mathematicians will nevertheless appreciate it.
Is there anything you'd like to add?
No, just that I hope people will enjoy it.
That's Ingrid Dobschy, who is the James B. Duke Professor of Mathematics and Electrical and Computer Engineering at Duke University, and she's giving the MAA AMS SIAM Gerald and Judith Porter public lecture, it's a public lecture, Mathematics for Art Investigation. It'll be Saturday afternoon, January 7th, from 3 to 4 in the Atrium Ballroom, which is on the atrium level, at the Marriott Marquis in Atlanta. Ingrid, thanks very much.
Thank you very much. You're welcome. Bye-bye.